Blackstone Audio presents The Feisty One, A Billionaire Bride-Packed Romance by Cami Checkets. This book is read by Amy McFadden. To my sweetheart of a friend, Christina Dymock, thank you for being such an amazing example to me and pushing me to be a better writer and a better person. I love your spunky, happy personality and am constantly inspired by your hard work and dreams. The Billionaire Bride Pact. I, Maren Howe, do solemnly swear that I will marry a billionaire and live happily ever after. If I fail to meet my pledge, I will stand up at my wedding reception and sing the Camp Wallachy theme song. Chapter 1. Maren Howe pulled up to a massive wrought iron gate. The imposing 12-foot-tall fence surrounding the property was partially hidden behind hundreds of lodgepole pines. They looked almost as intimidating in their grand stature as the well-built guard marching up to her window. Pretending she hadn't seen the man yet, she quickly dialed her editor and close friend, James, one more time. "Are you absolutely sure about this?"
"You're going to be fine. He's only injured a couple reporters, that we know of."
James laughed. He was teasing her, as usual, but her nerves were too frazzled to respond.
"He invited you, remember?"
"That's what you keep claiming. But, James, I've researched the heck out of this dude, and he is the ultimate reclusive Richie. He hates the media. Why would he want me to interview him?" She tried to keep the whine out of her voice, but it was proving impossible. The guard tapped on her window. She held up a finger and flung a pleading smile his direction before staring at her steering wheel to avoid holding eye contact.
"Because you're beautiful, fun, and a fabulous writer," James said. "Why do you think I chase you so hard?"
Maren appreciated the vote of confidence, but James pursued her nonstop, so she couldn't take his word as an unbiased opinion. She kept insisting she wasn't ready for anything beyond friendship, but he still teased her about marrying him all the time.
"I thought you chased me for my car."
He hated her green Volkswagen Bug.
"Ha!" he laughed. "That sense of humor is what I'm talking about. You've got this. No worries."
"Thanks, James. I just keep second-guessing this trip."
"Tucker Schaefer has never allowed media into any of his homes."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?